CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday. It is CliffCentral.com. Oh my God, it's already the 28th of October. I mean, before you blink, it's going to be the end of the month. Like, the next couple of days, and then it's Election Day, which is a holiday, and so you've actually got a long weekend, but not really, if you know what I mean. And then before you blink, it's Christmas. So, just a quick warning. 8 weeks. 8 weeks. Is that what we... Oh, no, Pumi, don't say that to me. Oh, my God. 8 weeks. Ay, ay, ay. Because when you say it in weeks, then suddenly it's very nearby, huh? You say it in a month, like, people don't know what a month is. Say it as a week, 8 weeks.
Oh, God. Yeah, like 8 Sundays.
Oh, my God, no. That's terrifying. Because I always think, oh, we've got the whole of summer is ahead of us. It's going to be amazing. What a great time of year. You know, it just carries on and on. It's fantastic. And then you find out, oh, my God, we've got 8 weeks till Christmas. Oy, yoy, yoy. You've just upset me hugely. Now I'm suddenly panicking about all the things I've still got to do. All right, everybody.
All that things you've got to do.
All the things. And there's some of that stuff you're just going to have to put away for next year because it's not going to happen, right? Yeah. There's stuff you just got to throw out. It's over. It's over, right? I mean, yeah. Bulelo, you're fairly goal-driven. Like, you know, when you look at what time is left, I mean, there's certain stuff you're just going to have to go, well, have to do that in 2022. Sorry.
Hell.
Shitty.
Yeah. It's over.
All right.
Because everyone else has taken a break.
Yeah.
Now I've had to take a break.
Yeah.
That's also what sucks, you know?
No, big time.
Yeah.
That's it.
But
that's what happens.
Didn't we learn the lesson last year? Didn't we learn the lesson last year that just says, just do it. Do what you need. Do what you have to. Do what you want. And don't, like, untether yourself from these, like... Expectations.
Wow.
Expectations.
I don't
you
think
know, a new year, new cover.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did learn anything.
Really?
Yeah. Really. I think we screwed up. I think we screwed up by not paying attention and not learning. But you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Must be the slow kids in the class. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, must be the slow kids in the class.
Well, speaking of the slow kids in the class, if the fast kid in the class, Pumi Mashiko, was here last week, we might not have ended up in so much trouble over the weekend. That's what I'm going to say. like if you were here last Thursday, maybe we wouldn't have got into so much trouble. But we'll save that for later. We've got a lot to cover this morning.
You know, I had no connectivity.
I know.
Which is why, as you know, I'll make the plan and get online and do so. Like, when I got back into civilization, turned on my Twitter, I was like,
what happened here? Yeah.
Boom.
I'm still asking myself that question, by the way. Anyway, Ridge Bulase says, or Bulose.
Second hour.
We'll save it for later. Ridge says, grand rising, motherfuckers. Absolutely. That's the only way to say
it. What is this grand rising thing?
I don't know,
a new thing?
Lebang started that the other day. Certainly to my, on this show, she brought it here. So I'm going to blame Lebang for that. Annette says, wow, load shedding is hectic at the moment. It is hectic. It went off for me three times yesterday. Yeah. Started at 8 in the morning. So as soon as we finished the show, first load shedding happened. Then the second one is at I think it was about 4 in the afternoon. And then the third one was, must have been like midnight, somewhere around there, because I know because the lights came on, like in the middle of the night.
So you know the load shedding guy is never late. You know that, right? He's the one person in this whole country that just shows up on time.
Okay. He's been
on
time. He's been like 5 minutes late for me once or twice.
Really?
Yeah.
So then I'm on the schedule for this morning.
Yes.
So we'll just see. It's 9 minutes into when I'm supposed to be shedded, but here I am. If it happens, I will come back on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't panic.
No, you've
I'll
got
come back on.
You've got a backup. You've got a plan.
The little lag. Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Slow kids in the class. You grow up in the hood. These are the things that we grew up with.
The realities.
it wasn't called load shedding back then. It was just be like power lights cuts. Out, yeah. Right? Water, no water. So what do you have? You have like a gas stove so that you can still cook. And you have a little canister of gas. You have a drum. Keep some water in there. You rotate the water, you know, every month you pour it in your garden so you have fresh water, because like keeping water in a plastic thing is a thing, right? But you make a plan so that you're not caught.
Cabello says, same here, GC, in Centurion, three fucking times, says Cabello. And Angelo Agrizi joins us this morning, the man who Pumi saw for the first time it's the real Angelo Agrizi. I thought Grand Rising was in a blue pill. That's what Angelo Agrizi's throwing in this morning. Yeah, that's Grand Rising. That's what I also thought it was. Ruth says also.
So do you live in a freestanding house, Gareth?
Yes. No.
Or do you live in like a complex-y?
No. Freestanding house, but I've got backup power for the studio. So for this morning, if it goes off, then we'll still have power for the show.
So you guys can't do like Umkholisano to get some off the grid power for your situation.
No chance of that, sad. I'm afraid. Yeah, sadly. Ruth says it's the only thing that seems to work right. The only thing that the ANC does get right is the scheduled load shedding. Yeah. I like the way people are starting to call it load shitting instead of load shedding. That's so true.
And do you all remember me telling you about like when the boyfriend just doesn't care no more?
Yeah.
This is where we are.
Right.
Like 4 days before the election, it's like rolling blackouts.
Well, listen
just
to what.
Just don't care. No, not making an effort.
Listen to what Cindy Siwe says. She is at a rural hospital in KZN. And on top of load shedding, there is no water at that hospital. At a rural hospital, guys. I mean, really. All I can say, Cindy Siwe, is good luck. You know, that is a tough job to be working at a hospital where they don't even give you water or power. That's got to be one of the hardest jobs, and you've got to try and keep people alive and, you know, treat them. That's really tough. Robin says the Eastern Cape has had 3 rolling blackouts per day on average. Ascom, according to Stink Mina, Ascom says there won't be load shedding on Monday, so that's for the elections. Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Were you load shedded? Did you have power to see the press conference? Was there a press conference yesterday?
For what? Ascom?
Yeah. Do you know we still have a Minister of Public Enterprises? Do you know that?
I know. Well,
he still has a job.
Sure.
Who's out there?
Yeah.
The old Pravin.
Is Pravin the guy?
Pravin was, yeah.
I really thought like he'd, I thought he'd left. That shows you how little attention I'm paying. So Pravin is our Minister of Public Enterprises.
And oh, God.
Okay.
See, and Dobozo says they were on TV.
Mm. He was taking no responsibility at all for the load shitting. That's what Pogozo says yesterday. Yeah, not surprised. I'm really not surprised. Anyway, so I reckon that we've got quite a lot on the agenda this morning. I just want to get to some of the stories. First of all, we had Joe Camino on yesterday, and he seems to have inspired Bulelo to tighten his belt for the summer. And, you know, a lot of people go out. Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I mean.
No, please go ahead.
A lot of people are going to go out this holiday. End of December, they're going to go and spend money they don't have. That's why we had him on yesterday. And I'm very, very interested to hear what people think after Joe told us yesterday, by the way, no more spending of money. Like he said, that's a bad idea and we shouldn't be allowed to do it. So what did you think, Bulelo?
I loved everything he was saying. And I mean, we've probably only seen the sort of surface level effects of what's going to happen for all of us. Rates, levies, everything are going to absolutely skyrocket. We know that's going to happen.
Sure.
I don't want to hear anybody complaining in June next year because you decided to buy your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband
a very expensive present for Christmas.
And I thought it's just practical. What a grown up, that guy. Yeah. What a grown up. Like, tighten your belts. You don't need, don't have a Christmas. Don't have Christmas. Don't worry about it. It makes no difference. Have it in February. Just relax this December. And I'm shaving Honestly, yes. Yesterday, I already shaved off about 10% on my budget.
Costs.
It was good.
But I do want to know, what do you normally kind of your Christmas? Because that's only like 2 weeks, right? Between the 16th and the 3rd is like 2 weeks. So what do you normally spend and what do you spend on?
Who, me or people you, in general?
Everybody. Like, what do people, you big days.
I'm not really into it.
People spend on food. They spend on Christmas presents, and then they spend on holidays. I'd say holidays are probably the biggest expense for people over that time. So if you're going away at all, then it's accommodation, transport, and whatever your other holiday expenses are. That's number one. That'll be the biggest chunk. Second biggest chunk is probably Christmas presents. So that's buying things for the kids, for the family, friends, if you do that, whatever. And then the third thing that people spend money on at that time is huge amounts of food, because, you know, we need to feast. It's how we celebrate things.
And we don't. Like, you're supposed to feast when you've won, when you're winning. We're not winning right now. Don't feast. Sorry. Do not feast.
But also, right, Christmas has been coming all year. Surely people, it's not a surprise. So it's not like you're just pulling that money out of like your December salary. You've been thinking about it. If you're going on holiday, you've probably been saving for it all year. Not extra spending that just comes out of the blue, comes at you. It's not like an accident or a burst tire, you know?
Yeah. You can plan for this.
But what I'm saying is if you make it part of your regular spending, is you don't know if business will be the same next year. There's a good chance it will not, actually.
That's a very good point. 25%
of Stanton is vacant.
Mm.
Like, that lets you know please don't expect, I'll just bounce back and make my money back by April next year.
Not true.
Probably ain't going to happen.
Correct.
Probably ain't going to happen. So,
A couple of questions here. First of all, Dorian says, don't forget alcohol. Alcohol is a big expenditure for a lot of people over December. Yeah.
September, December.
People go crazy. So
they do.
Robin says, I saw a chick on Twitter asking everybody if they think it's a stupid idea for her to spend her entire salary on a new iPhone. Boom. I think we all know the answer to that, but it's not going to be her decision. Because you know what people are like. Again, they justify this stuff in their heads, right? So they'll go, but a phone, but I use it every day. It's the most important piece of technology you can have, blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, I mean, what does a brand new iPhone 13 cost now? Does anyone know?
I don't even want to know.
I think it's in the 30,000 Rand mark. It must be somewhere around there. If anybody knows, if you've bought a new iPhone in the last little while, the brand new one, let me know how much you spent on that. I'd be curious to know.
I don't even remember what number iPhone I have now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what mine is either. So I'm on the same page as you. I think it's.
Yeah.
I think mine's an 11. It's got the three little cameras, so it's not a.
No, I'm still on the one. Still on the one camera. Dude.
Look at you, Pumi. So in other words. So you must be on like a 9 or a 10. That's what I'm thinking.
Listen, I can make calls.
Are they?
I can make calls.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent at money.
Yeah, because I always wonder when I see the things that people have around me, I'm like, how the hell do they afford that and I can't? I'm like, I thought I was pretty good with my money, but I just see the things people have. I'm like, what? I know how much this stuff costs.
Yeah.
How do you have that and this car and this house and...
Robin says 37K for a new phone, but then I'm getting different reports here.
Is that for real? Come on.
Yeah. Here's 26K for a 128 gig phone.
It's still a lot. Still a lot, y'all.
Yes.
Still a lot.
Yeah, that's a fortune. And here's Rich. Rich says, now I'm waiting for Black Friday to buy a pre-owned one.
Now, there is something to stay away from. There's something to stay away from.
Yeah.
Black Friday.
Mm.
Unless you're kind of, unless you were looking for something specific, you've saved for it.
Right.
And you see it come on. Because when you've been looking for it, you know what it retails for, right? So when you see it on the Black Friday and it's like 50% off then, and you've been saving for it then. But stay away from that Black Friday. That should go take you out. Stay away from Black Friday.
It's so weird to me how many people above the age of 30 buy stuff to impress other people. Like below 30, I get it. Sure. You know, you're impressionable. You're like above 30. What are you still doing trying to be mates with people that don't even like you and you don't even like them? Like you got to have the right phones, the right car so you can put your key on the table. Like I have friends like this. I'm like, well, grow up. Hey, what was that advert? Grow up, bro. Grow up.
Grow up, bro.
Like, it's weird. People need to grow up.
I can't even imagine what that looks like.
It's ugly. It's an ugly look. I'll tell you what it looks like. Ugly.
I mean, so whatever the cost is, anything over 15,000 Rand, I mean, anything over 10 grand for a phone is a fortune because you can get another device that does the same things. It might not look as nice or have this fancy operating system, but I reckon, you could probably do it for under 10. It's like buying a car that is going to break your bank, that's going to cost you a fortune in repayments every year or every month. And people will go and say, oh, well, but I'm using my car every day, so I'll make it up. And then they don't. They end up with massive problems because not only does the car cost them that on repayments, but you've got to maintain it. You've got to pay for this. You've got to pay for that. Petrol goes up. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what a depressing note to almost enter November.
Mbulelo. Although I must say, when I saw that, Mbulelo, because I hadn't seen the show, yesterday's show, and I was like, is Mbulelo being vain? Is he being vain again? He's tightening his belt. Yeah. I really did. I had a moment.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm also in great shape. Yes.
No, listen, you do. This is why it's hard to criticize you as much as we all get frustrated with you and your superiority complex. It's like you actually live that story. So you're doing what you say. You're not just saying things, which is the opposite of what so many of us put up with. You know, horrible story I heard. It's from one of our listeners. I saw a girl doing a TikTok, is from Venetia, with her phone on a tripod. The wind came up and the tripod blew over and the phone smashed. Shame. Oh, no. That's terrible. Hey?
Yeah.
That's really terrible. Shame, shame, shame.
Oof.
Not lucky. Yeah,
hopefully she had insurance. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Anyway, fuck. I mean, that's just...
You know, insurance is one of the first things that people cut back on.
Yeah. Correct.
When they're tightening belts, insurance is one of the first things people cut back on, and that's a bad idea.
Well, I mean, you can cut back on it fairly, but this is something else that that Joe mentioned yesterday. He's like, well, you're probably paying too much insurance. That's how he says it. But the fact is you don't want to pay no insurance because when these things go wrong. Angus says, hey, Gareth, how do you milk sheep? Well, you launch a new iPhone. That's the truth.
So one of our colleagues is extremely mad at Apple at the moment. So I think they pay him on the side because, well, he's actually our GM. And
I know who you're talking about.
He obviously has the latest and greatest laptop all the time. Mm-hmm. He's the biggest techno geek in the world, right? Sure. He is on the cutting edge at all times.
Right.
But 2 weeks ago, he came in when they launched the brand new, I don't know, M1 Elon Musk version or whatever is coming out. And he stood in my office and looked out the window. You ever seen a man, a forlorn, a lost man, who was just a hollowed out shell of a man, as he saw that it's going to cost him 48 grand
to upgrade
for the new one.
Ugh.
And he just bought the new one.
Man. That is insane.
He's not a happy man.
Poor guy. That's awful.
Yeah. Shit. It is tough.
No. Also, you know, this is what happens if you try and keep up with the latest upgrades. Is you're going to get left behind at some point. And then it's going to suddenly cost you a fortune. You've just got to go. Like, I used my laptop before this one. I used for, 9 years. Maybe even a bit more. And it worked fine. And I didn't really care when the new ones came out because mine was still working. But ultimately, like when you really have to replace it, then suddenly you're like, oh, God, I've got to get the expensive one.
So, but also, Mbulelo, what are the things that you're then going to actively cut?
Mm.
What,
in
what
your
from
belt tightening? Yeah,
you said your belt
in
tightening.
In your belt tightening.
I also want to know.
Yeah, I mean, just less going out. I mean, so I have like a schedule. So I'll have like a steak a week or whatever. I'll treat myself. Like, sorry, that's got to go. You get two a month now. There's no more steak a week. That's out. Like those types of little luxuries, restaurant, even, I mean, I've got enough coffee at home, but just less coffee's out, you know, just these little things, they add up. Cause I do my budget weekly. Those things are out.
I
managed
to,
it's about 10% of what I would outlay. Yum.
And so but this is where the discipline also comes in, right? As you then cut the things that you're not going to spend, you have to, because money is like that. You have to take that money and put it somewhere else. Otherwise, you're just going to.
Already emailed my financial advisor yesterday night. I already emailed him. What do I do? Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
You have to manage yourself. Otherwise, exactly what Pumi's saying happens.
You operate fast. I mean, you made this decision yesterday morning. Now you've done it already. It's insane. I'm impressed.
Because it's for me, that's what I work for. Money to give myself options. So I always put that at the front. My health is at the front, but then the money thing, I watch it like a hawk especially for myself. You know, very capable of just, hey, let's get out there. I want a new health watch or whatever people are doing. I don't know. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, Robin says cut food, and then Stink Mina says buy crypto.
Yeah.
And then Corona's Boring says, we're using an Ableton or BitChute. You'd constantly be complaining your laptop is too slow. Yeah, I don't even know what those things are that you just mentioned.
I don't know what that is.
Ableton and BitChute? I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry. I feel like such an idiot when people talk like that because I have no idea. No idea. Robin has also said she uses a bucket and a luppy in the loo. I use two rolls of toilet paper per month.
Wow.
My gezin pumping. I'm telling you.
Wow. That's another level.
Well, Yonder says, and this is something we talked about in the show not so long ago. Morning, what you don't need, rent it. Don't own it. I was renting for 2 years for a car after I had left a previous job that gave me one. People pressured me to buy. I only stopped as rental was rising. Wow. Okay. That's again.
Smart.
Smart. Very, very smart. Okay. Shopping at Impala Fruit and Veg and Butchery has saved me 40% every month as opposed to shopping at Woolworths. So there's an interesting thing.
No, that's not a cut I'm willing to make, but I appreciate that, Wendy.
Oh, really?
I'm not trying to stop shopping at Woolies. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Well, okay. This is an interesting thing to think about this morning. So Mbulelo's cutting his expenditure, but we do have some other things to talk about this morning besides having to tighten our belts. You need inspiration, Pumi. Where should you look?
Yeah.
You need inspiration for what? What are you talking
about? For everything. You know what? It's that time of the year where everything is sluggish. Everything is just hard to get, everything is a slog. And I've always found like reading something new kind of peps you up. I've just finished like 4 books in the past 3 weeks. I'm not there yet. Watching something, you know, always watching something new, something fresh, something fun. So I'm just, people out here must tell me, what are y'all doing to like excite yourselves? Give yourselves a little bit of excitement. I know Mbulelo goes running. That's Mbulelo, like the Woolworths thing. I'm not ready to do that.
So I'm going away next week. I'm going to be away Friday morning next week, and then the Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of the following week. And I'm going away with a couple who are getting married, and then straight after their wedding, we're all going on what's they're calling it a mini moon. It's like a so, you know, this is nice. I mean, these are really fun people, but I know it's going to be a really cool couple of days away. And I'm quite excited about that because it's like a little holiday that's going to make me less it's going to make me less needy of a December holiday, which I've decided I'm not taking this year. I'd rather go away next year when there's some money in the tank and, you know, I've got some time off, because I know what's going to happen. December is going to be hugely expensive. You're going to go and waste all that money that Bulela was talking about just now. You're going to be doing it with everybody else. So it's going to be crowded and insane. And I'm just going to save for then. But this little break next week will give me a chance to get away without really having to do an expensive holiday. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Yeah.
But Pumi, it's a very interesting thing that you're saying about the inspiration. And an elder of mine and I were sitting discussing some stuff last week, and she told me something which I've certainly never heard before. Maybe other employers do it.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a rule in her company, and she's five people on this rule, by the way. Like completely just, they thought she was playing around.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, she will pay for something where you have to improve yourself, but she'll pay for half.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to do the other, because she's big on personal development, to Pumi's point on needing inspiration. So every year, people in her company, whether you do when she was really cooking, you have to do a cooking course, you're still studying, you're doing something, but she wouldn't tolerate you just being at work. You have to be doing constant personal development. And she says she noticed the guys who played ball were the guys she took to the top, and they went to the top with her. So keep yourself inspired. You got to every year be doing personal development. It's something she taught me. And
that's awesome.
Hopefully I take it on board next year. Like maybe I'll do a barista course or something like that. That's something she employed. So there's someone who's speaking Pumi's language.
That sounds like someone we should all work for. You know, she pays for half
thing,
of
hey?
These. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's amazing. She pays for half of these personal development courses. That's insane.
No, or anything. She says, do something. So every year, even if you're doing a cooking course, she doesn't care.
Okay.
You're doing karate, whatever you're doing, she'll pay half. Yeah. You have to, though. Otherwise, she will fire you. That she has fired people, which I thought, wow. But knowing her, I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
That's awesome. Ridge says calisthenics Monday to Friday for 1 hour is
sure.
That's good stuff. And then here's something else from Graham. Vote DA for me. That will cheer you up. I doubt that, you know, everybody's got this idea that like you and the DA, that's, yeah.
Graham's just needing a reason to make me laugh this morning, which also helps sometimes. But
right.
Exactly. You know, I'm just looking for what... I'm going to look into that calisthenics.
Yeah, yeah.
Rich.
I sometimes find it quite inspiring to just write stuff down. And, you know, Oprah always, I always say terrible things about Oprah.
What?
No, I know. I'm about to say something good about Oprah. But she used to keep this gratitude diary. Do you remember? That was like her big contribution to the national or the international discourse. She was like, well, write down the things you're grateful for every day. So I don't know if anybody here journals. I don't do that. But if you need to be inspired, that's sometimes a good way of keeping track of yourself, because we go through the day-to-day stuff and then we don't really stop and take stock of like what we've done right and where we've gone. So that could be something. Just thinking off the top of my head.
Oh, I would have presumed you would be this guy. I'm not being funny, but I would have presumed you'd be this guy that, like, I write everything I do every day down.
No.
Every day.
Mm-mm.
At the end of the day.
What do you mean do everything? Like a to-do list?
Yeah, no. Like, well, of course, I've got a to-do list for every day. But
I have those, but I don't write. Other thing that I don't write a post-day analysis or like a journal. I don't do that. You do that?
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no. Every day when I get home, it's 10-minute exercise.
All right.
Yeah, who did I talk to? How'd it go? How am I feeling about what I did? Did I do my best? You know, those kinds of things. Every day.
Well, Beth says studies have proven that journaling can help with your state of mind and improve your state of mind. That's awesome. I mean, so there's studies that have – I mean, again, just studies, you know. Someone says studies have proven – these days.
Yeah.
Speaking of studies,
like when someone says something, that's a fact.
That's a fact, yeah. Like, how do you know? Oh, well, this person told me and they don't lie. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, politicians
like. Okay, I'm going to do that. Research. I'm going to do that for a week. I'll tell you guys next week. I'm going to do a journaling thing.
Okay, let's see how that goes.
I used to be a diary writer.
Really?
Writer. I think every like, yeah.
That
like
takes
every teenage girl's
discipline.
A diary writer.
It takes such discipline.
Listen, every teenage girl is a diary writer. Mm. It's like drawing hearts, writing musings about.
Yeah.
Also, read The Secret Diary of Adrienne Mole.
Yeah.
It's quite a big inspiration.
That's right.
I'm going to do it for a week. I'll let you know next week.
Well, here's a suggestion of a book from Luke and Day. He says, need inspiration? Read Unfuck Yourself. It's a brilliant book. I wrote down all my tasks now as a result of that book. Okay. All right, very good. We've got to get some headlines, so let's look at one or two of those to start the morning. First things first, apparently the Pope has agreed to visit Canada and assist with ongoing reconciliation efforts with Indigenous peoples. The trip follows disturbing revelations this spring about the Indigenous children who died while attending residential schools. The Catholic Church was essential in the school's founding and operation. The date of the papal visit has not yet been announced. So I didn't know about this until this story. Did you know this about Canada? So I haven't obviously been under a rock. Tell me.
Gareth, there was graves found, like mass graves, at various sites of Indigenous children that were taken to. So do you remember a film called Rabbit Proof Fence?
Mm-mm. I'm really out of it. No, tell me about that.
Rabbit Proof Fence was, so this was set in Australia, and it was about kind of like the civilizing of Indigenous peoples.
Oh,
same thing.
Right.
So this is the Canadian version of that. Large numbers of kids that were taken away from their families, I think the three main groups, Inuits and they're three main groups, though, taken away from their families and put into these schools that were meant to like civilize them. And the Catholic Church was with the main organizer, you know, kind of these religious institutions and these schools, but it was actually driven by the Canadian government.
God. That's appalling.
Crazy, absolutely appalling. And then, obviously, you know, a lot of kids died. Neglect, punishment, all sorts of things. And so there was
they just buried these kids in unmarked graves.
Mass graves. Not even unmarked graves, just like mass grave at the back there. Just dumped them all in. It is a crazy, crazy story. And what they had was they actually also had a TRC.
Well, I mean, this is what the Canadian politicians are saying. The Assembly of First Nations Chief Roseanne Archibald wrote on Twitter that she would welcome the Pope to Canada to issue a long overdue apology and called for reparations. She said, I continue to ask that the Catholic Church be accountable for their role in the forced assimilation and genocide of our children. That's what you're talking about, families and nations. She says, has to be criminally charged. Sure. So that's a hell of a story.
That's hilarious. The Catholic Church being accountable.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. It's like asking the ANC to be accountable.
Sure.
Like, hilarious. Hilarious. There they are. Oh.
Well, speaking of the ANC, they want their successful mayoral candidates in office by the 18th of November. The ANC said it wants all of these people in the job by the 18th. No messing around. Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte was speaking during the launch of the ANC's local government barometer. It's meant to monitor the performance of municipal I'll try not to laugh while I do this of municipal councillors and councils in areas where the ANC is in charge. Councils voted in on Monday will have 14 days to elect their new mayors. So Jesse Duarte saying she's going to get things done. Okay. I'll take that seriously. Cool. Let's see what happens. And then this is a story that we joked about and laughed about some time ago, but there is a report now that the Tembisa 10 mom was pregnant and had a recent cesarean section. That's Maria Stolle, who is the mother of the decaplets, and apparently she was indeed pregnant and did undergo a recent cesarean. This was confirmed by a professional obstetrician and gynecologist, Dr. Mpopue, at a press conference called by the independent media on Wednesday. At the briefing, the media group presented key findings from some of the concurrent investigations. But this was such a big story, and now I don't think anyone except us is bothering with this woman.
What are you talking about? Yesterday there was a press conference.
Really?
There was Iqbal Surve.
So hold on a second. You're telling me there was a press conference with Praveen that I didn't know about. There was a press conference with Iqbal Surve and the mom of the decaplets. I'm not. What channel are you seeing? Did I have 24-hour load shedding yesterday that I don't know any of these stories until I see them in the morning?
Listen, yeah. But they put out a statement, so you may have missed this because it came out over the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. That there was going to be this press conference yesterday. There was a press conference. I was just like, Iqbal can't be serious about this. Yes, it happened. There were actually people from other news stations at the press conference, and yeah. I just was like, this country, what? But Iqbal's energy is unbelievable for this, right? Because he has doubled down on the crazy.
Really?
He has doubled down on it. There was a lawyer there, someone, Donan.
Yeah.
There was this obstetrician / gynecologist.
Sure. They're going hard.
Sitting in the front. They went in hard. I saw Yakaranda FM or something had like a 12 tweet thread, just live tweeting
from this dumb press conference.
Press conference. EWN. I was just like, why is this guy, what's going on?
Well, wow. Dr. Robin, wow.
And the story has everything. The story has everything, guys. It's got like government incompetence. It's got xenophobic undertones. It's got human trafficking. It's got everything. Everything is in the story.
Well,
greatest story ever told.
I mean, Dr. Robin, who is an obstetrician and gynecologist, she says the obgyn doesn't know this, doesn't buy the story. And the fact that the only news agency reporting this is Iqbal's says too much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that poor woman, I mean, like, you remember there was crowdfunding for her? Remember all that stuff? That was just a few months ago.
Guy. Yeah.
It's kind of like Lance Armstrong, you know? Once you're too far into the lie, what do you do?
Right.
You know, there's too much sort of riding with it now. And, oh, my God.
And it's the people. For me, it's the people around it, right? So there's this Dr. Poe, this advocate who is apparently the independent.
And don't forget Peter Ampedi. Remember him?
It was weird as weird.
Yeah. It's a bizarre story. So we've got a lot of Robins on the show this morning, but Red Robin 13 says, in Australia, this is to go back to our first story, 22% of Catholic teaching brothers have been accused of child molestation. 22%, that's almost 1 in 4, have been accused of child molestation. The Catholic Church is no longer ordaining brothers in Australia. Holy hell. Literally, holy hell. That's unbelievable. Dogoza says, ha ha ha, they had a press conference for a pregnant woman. That's weird. Well, this is a big story, and Togozo, you might not think so. Temba Gabinde says, I don't know why we're subjected to Pretoria news. There's a reason why they're not part of the National Press Council. Oh, I love it. People just don't tolerate nonsense, eh? Temba, you're spot on. I remember when that was a reputable newspaper, though, the Pretoria News. It was a serious paper.
So one of the things that is extremely galling for me about IOL and Iqbal is who pays for it. Like, this guy, he's one of those people that nobody's talking about,
yeah.
or at least not enough is being said about the fact that he's got backing from the PIC. He's got, these are the people that are chowing the money. These are the people that are chowing the money. If you're asking yourself what's happening to, what happens to the money, people like Iqbal.
Yeah, how do they get it? Because Pumi, you run your own business. I run my own business. The PIC wouldn't give us money. Would they give you money? They wouldn't give me money. I can promise you that. Not a chance, right?
Listen, guy. It's like Iqbal is, I don't know. I think that guy, we should all be like
taking
not
notes.
Laughing at this as much as we are. But this guy should be like...
Maybe we should take notes from him. We could benefit from this. If we actually learned the ways of... No, well, it sounds like he's got his... the shit together. He's organized, right? Anyway, okay, a couple of other things. You want some more headlines? I've got one or two more for you. Angie Mutsheka is concerned about pupils as class of 2021 begin final exams. Well, you should be, Ange. But I, you know, whenever I see her on the news, like, this is such, I think it's a me thing, but Angie Mutsheka has this really harassed look on her face all the time. Like, she's just... running from pillar to post. She's not, you know, she's under huge stress. I get the feeling like this is not a, she's not a terrible person. I think she's trying her level best. But, you know, the education system is just an absolute disaster from top to bottom. And of course, part of that is also on her. But every time I see her on the news, I see this woman who's like, you know, she's got this frightened look in her face. Like, oh my God, I know I'm responsible for this, but it's too much for me to bear. Am I the only one who feels sorry for her?
So, I don't feel sorry for any of them.
Not at all.
I don't feel sorry for any of them.
Okay, well, I'll take that back then.
My question becomes, when you say her level best, we have to be willing to ask, what's her level?
Yeah, well, no, it's not. Know, it's not
what's
a very,
her level?
It's not a
when
very
you say her level best.
But I get a feeling, though, at least, and maybe it's just a, I have no basis in fact for this. Maybe there's no evidence to show this except my own feelings. But every time I see Angie on the TV, I feel like she's not a dishonest, self-conscious fraud. She, you know, a lot of politicians are. But when I see her going to schools in the middle of COVID and trying to sort things out, and she's trying to get exams out, and she's going to Umalusi to check that the exam papers aren't leaking and all that stuff, I get the feeling this is someone who's actually trying to do the right thing. Maybe it's just me and you guys have got the right attitude here. Like, she doesn't deserve any sympathy. I don't know.
So the matric exams started, they started sitting for matric exams yesterday.
Mm.
And yeah, you know, I'm just thinking about all of the people who listen to us, who are writing, all of the people whose kids are writing. Good luck, man. This is also that time of the year,
that's
right?
Impressed.
That's just terrible. It's going to be like
five weeks with 207 different exam papers that will be written. And according to Angie, I think we're ready to go. She said, this is the class of the most difficult time. She said, matric pupils are confident as they begin writing their national senior certificate examinations. And she says that this is going to be tough. She had to, the pupils had to combine grade 11 and matric work this year. And she went into a whole discussion of this on Twitter as well. So that's where the news is happening with Angie Mutsheka. And then one last thing, it's not just us with our load shedding. So if you're feeling sorry for yourself this morning, you're trying to get dressed in the twilight, trying to put on your clothes, and you realize when you get to work, you've got two different shoes on. We're not the only ones. Over 600,000 homes in the eastern United States are without power due to a storm.
Not only have they got no power, there's also like cold, sleeting rain.
Exactly. It apparently knocked over trees and left more than 600,000 homes without power in the northeastern United States on Wednesday. The state of Massachusetts was the hardest hit, with 495,000 homes without power as of 9 a.m., according to the Power Outage U.S. website. National Weather Service called the situation dangerous, warned of hurricane-type gusts of wind and many uprooted trees. So travel is not recommended, according to the National Weather Service in Boston. Sure. over 600,000 homes. Tough. No, it's not great. But at least, you know, we have a little bit of schadenfreude here because we're like, oh, you also have power outages. Yay, we're not so bad. Even though ours were caused by incompetence, theirs was caused by a storm. At least they, you know, you can blame God for theirs. You can't blame God for ours. Isn't that right?
Yeah. God is in a bad mood.
Terrible. Very bad.
Absolutely. And if God.
But that happens all the time to them.
Sorry, Mbulela, what were you saying?
Yeah. No, I was saying if there is a God, thank goodness we live in South Africa. We've got maybe the most stable weather in the world.
Yeah, I think
we really do. Like it's rather temperate. All things considered.
Well, we had, you know, we're the cradle of humankind. So once God made humanity here, he was like, all right, now you're on your own.
Yes.
I'll just forget about you guys. I'm not sending you hurricanes or because we don't have earthquakes. Not big ones anyway. We don't have hurricanes, we don't have volcanoes. We don't have we do occasionally get a tropical storm off of the KwaZulu-Natal coast, but it's never ever a big one. There are one or two floods every couple of, you know, every decade or so, but they're never huge, huge, dangerous floods. We do have fires occasionally, but not, you know, we have fires in certain informal settlements.
In the
Cape especially. But we don't really, you're right, Mulelo, we don't really have those terribly devastating weather events that they put up with in the United States. So no. Who knows?
Yes,
and our weather doesn't fluctuate.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Poon.
Good point.
We've got enough other problems.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got enough other problems.
Yes, like, correct.
There's only so much a nation can deal with at any one time.
No, that's true. Corruption, the ANC, Xhosa women.
Very long history of like other problems.
Here's a problem. A problem being raised by Kirtan Hira, who says, hey, Gareth, coming back to yesterday's talk of Christmas presents, we have Diwali next week, which also involves the buying of gifts. We celebrate light over darkness. The only gift I would ask for is work. Wow.
Mm.
Okay, Kirtan. I mean, like, that would be great. If we could give people jobs in this country and give them dignity in work, that would be such a big move. But part of the reason we have to go and vote on Monday is to try and get our municipalities and our kind of local councils working. Because if they don't work, then everything that's bigger than them doesn't work. You got to start somewhere, right? Let's do it. A lot of people saying we do have a natural disaster, and that is the ANC. Yeah. Yes, definitely. That's our natural disaster. But someone else said, because I said I feel sorry for Angie Motshekga, someone said, well, it's because she's old. And that might be a point. Rice Speck says it's because she's old. I mean, she's an old lady. So when I see her on TV, I'm like, don't be mean to the old lady. You know, I don't feel that way about
Diamond.
I know it's kind of, but it's a bit of old school, traditional, you know, you respect your elders sort of stuff. I also felt the same way, remember, about Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma last year when everyone was going at her for the lockdowns. And I know I wasn't a big fan of the lockdowns. I'm still not. But I realized, like, this is a woman who's, in her head, she thinks she's doing a good job and she's trying to help people. And I felt like, you know, it's easy. We seem to character assassinate the women in government a lot more than we do the men. That happens. Dylan says, I'm sitting here and I just got a new job offer for the new year. Shots, anyone? Nice. Good for you, Dylan. There's some good news.
Congratulations awesome. To you, Dylan.
Yeah, well done. Especially at a time like this.
So that's no awesome. No shots for everyone, Dylan. Just like save the extra money
save
that
the
you're
money.
Making.
Right.
Put it away. Put it away.
Yeah, correct.
No shots. No shots for everyone. How? You're not
waste
listening.
Your money. Just take a leaf out of Bulelo's book on that one. All right. Before we get to the burning platform for this morning, there are a couple of other things that are on Pumi's mind. So with 8 weeks to go, as she said, until Christmas, if you're looking for an advent calendar, apparently, dun-da-da-da, your favorite person in the world, Dolly Parton, has a Christmas
calendar. Dolly Parton.
So tell us about Dolly Parton.
There's an entire Dolly Parton advent calendar, guys.
So what is
little windows to open up every day leading up to Christmas with Dolly in different poses and different outfits. Come on.
It's not her enormous breasts that are the windows. No?
Hi, man.
I'm just asking. Gareth. I'm just asking. That's what she's famous for. That's one of the things she's famous for.
What?
Open this one. How? Open that one.
But how magnificent is this woman's marketing machine?
She's amazing.
Right?
She's amazing.
She hasn't had a new album. She hasn't had a new album in years. And still, you know, the marketing machine of Dollyville just keeps giving and giving. I saw on Netflix a new series on Netflix with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I was like, Dolly Parton, hey, look at her.
Well,
and she's probably as old or maybe older than Angie Motshekga.
Probably.
Look at her.
Yeah, probably.
So there's no Angie excuse. I was just like, Dolly's amazing.
Well, let me show you a picture of what the Dolly Advent calendar looks like so you can see the front of it anyway. Bulela, we seem to have lost you there for a second. Let me just see if we can get him back on. There he is.
Oh, I hope he's not load shedding.
Bulela, you back?
Oh, no, there's no load shedding where I live. That's what I was asking Gareth earlier. Okay. There's no load shedding here or at my house.
There's the
Golly.
There's the Dolly Advent calendar. How's that? Beautiful, huh?
She's an all-timer, this lady. All-timer.
I know.
She's the best.
It's magnificent. Like the marketing machine that is Dolly Parton, guys.
I love it.
She just absolutely keeps finding new ways of reinventing. She's going to steal. Do you think she's going to steal Christmas from Mariah Carey?
No chance of that. Mariah's going like this at the moment. Waking up after. She's going, hey, guys, it's me, Mariah. You ready for that song of mine? Because Christmas is around the corner.
It's warming up.
Oh, that's funny.
Warming up.
Derek says, why don't we make a carinder, as in a carinder, rather than a calendar?
That's pretty good.
A carinder, meaning a countdown to Christmas with a little bitch and mean every day. I think moan maybe is what you want. Bitch and moan. Okay.
No. No one wants that. Mm-hmm. Christmas is the best time of the year. No one's bitching or moaning about anything leading up to Christmas, yo.
Yeah, let's just try and be positive and optimistic here as well. I know that people have had a tough year, but this is the best time of year. You get to celebrate, be with family, be with friends. As Mbulelo says, and as Joe Camino said yesterday, you don't have to spend all your money, but it's a nice time of year. Let's not lose the spirit. I like this.
Mm.
To me, you want to be inspired, Pumi? Christmas inspires me. I always love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite thing in the world. I get excited like a kid, even though it's not about the presents to me, because I'm like 40-something years old now. I don't care about the presents. it's not even about the decorations or the music or any of that stuff. It's just this little like spark of excitement that I still get when Christmas rolls around. And we've only got 8 weeks to go, everybody. So let's get with it. Very, very cool.
Our little people in the family aren't so little anymore.
Yeah.
So that was also part of the super joy of Christmas. It's just like the almost unstoppable electricity and energy and excitement of presents and them and
kids.
Now they're teenagers. They're just like
now they're Xboxing in their room and they'll come out for lunch. I'm sure.
Earphones.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
leave me alone.
Sulking.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll clean my room now. Jeez.
Let's take a quick break. We've got the Burning Platform coming up next, and it's going to be the Burning Platform brought to you by CliffCentral.com this morning. It's not burnt. The Burning Platform is here, and we're ready to go. And this morning we'll be joined by Canton, who's like a returning champion for the Burning Platform. Pumi and Canton and I, and we'll deal with a couple
of things.
The old gang. We're all back. And there's lots to talk about, obviously, since last week's craziness. So we'll get into all of that and more next, right here. Stick around. CliffCentral.com.